This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat space for Friday, September 18th. Well, wheat markets had a nice strong day yesterday, surging higher and finally getting into new highs in the Kansas City front month. Minneapolis getting pretty close to that. Chicago also fairly close to those swing highs from the 1st of September. Dryness in Argentina is a big driver here. We're seeing some notable production declines, and it looks like it's going to stay dry for at least another couple weeks. So that's going to continue to shave back some yields. And we're looking at some dry conditions in Eastern Europe and through the Black Sea, which is slowing down wheat plantings, especially in southern Russia, where most of your exportable supplies originate. So some concerns developing about production prospects, not only for this marketing year, this crop year, in the southern hemisphere, but also in the northern hemisphere for next year. Now, obviously, it's very early. Can't get too excited about planting delays and dryness in the fall, especially when you have good moisture conditions here in the U.S., but it is something that the market is looking at. And, of course, you've got a big surge going on in corn and soybeans. Chinese buying has been off the charts for both of those markets. There are some saying that it's going to be a lot more even yet, especially with corn, with China rebuilding their hog herds. We'll see. USDA did not raise their export projections for China, even though China has already bought more corn than USDA has projected. So we'll see. Either they expect China to cancel some of those, or there's going to be some notable increases in those projections from USDA down the road. And similar thing with soybeans. China is just on a tear buying U.S. soybeans, hundreds of thousands of tons every day almost. So they're ratcheting up some pretty big numbers here there too. So obviously China is concerned about something over there, or they're just trying to fulfill the phase one agreement, which I don't think China's all that interested in conforming to rules or agreements. I think it's more a matter of seeing that the farmers are starting to hoard grain with all the massive flooding that they had earlier this year, and trying to tamp down any fears in the cities of food shortfalls. I think that's the bigger driver here. And of course, rebuilding the hog herd, they are not only building commercial facilities to do that, but they're imposing rules about feed usage and what can be used as feed for hogs among the smaller farmers. So this is going to increase corn demand significantly for them. So it's obviously a very bullish situation if that continues to be the case. On the flip side of that, you've got Brazil starting their planting season, and the market expects them to plant fence row to fence row. It has been dry a little bit, but that's normal for this time of year for Brazil. And the longer range forecasts do suggest normal rainfall, normal weather patterns as you get into October, which would bring more rain for Brazil. So we'll see how that all evolves. But this is clearly a demand-driven rally here. Soybeans starting to get some acceleration going in the price action. 2 days ago, we actually started out a little bit lower on the night session. Had a strong day up on Wednesday, another very strong day yesterday. Coming into today, the night session was strong. So it's looking like this is the third day you've had some acceleration after a steady rise up. Usually that would suggest that you're nearing the end of the move. So we'll see how that goes. If soybeans top, corn is likely topped as well. And that would mean that wheat probably will struggle here. With wheat, the normal seasonal pattern would have the market putting in a high in late September, early October. We've talked quite a bit about this. And, you know, with the sell-off that we had in the first half of October, it looked like we probably had already seen that high on the first trading day of September. Well, that is obviously not the case in Kansas City, as we put in a new high yesterday, or at least we're right back up testing that high. We just barely took it out, but nevertheless, we're getting some follow through on the night session. So we are taking out that high. So it looks like we're coming into more notable resistance from last spring, and the market probably will struggle there. I think we're getting some acceleration, getting people piling into the market, especially the hedge funds, and they're approaching record high participation on the long side. in all the row crops, well, both row crops and wheat. So I think you got to be pretty careful about how far this market can run, especially when you've had a record wheat production year this year, and how quickly we can price ourselves out of the market, as evidenced by the export sales report yesterday, which was only 336,000 tons. That was below the low end of the range of estimates. That was 31% below last week and 42% below the 4-week average. Now, corn export sales of 1.6 million tons were within the range of estimates. Of course, much of that went to China. And soybeans at 2.4 million tons toward the high end of the range of estimates. And most of that went to China as well. So it's a China buying spree and a lot of goosing of these markets. But I think this is going to be a good selling opportunity for that matter, especially for wheat for cleanup sales and also for, down the road, getting some sales booked for next year. This is a great opportunity to get that done. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.